This news update's being brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Well, we're bringing you an exclusive from the Huron County Circuit Court, where Judge Prill's courtroom was the scene of a tense arraignment yesterday. Dwayne Leonard Dexter, facing a third offense for operating while intoxicated, entered a not guilty plea. But the real drama unfolded around his bond. Despite the serious nature of a third OWI charge, Dexter's bond was set at a mere $1,000. Judge Prill didn't hold back, calling the figure pretty low, and stated it should have been at least five times that amount. While the court reluctantly continued the existing bond, citing no current violations, the message was clear. This leniency is conditional. Prosecutors are signaled their intent to file a habitual offender notice, adding another layer of gravity to the case. Dexter is due back in court for a pretrial conference on April 27th. This case is now under a judicial microscope, and any misstep could quickly change the defendant's pretrial liberty. In Judge Prill's Huron County Circuit Court, a legal chapter closed for Jonathan Robert Bender, but a new, more serious one begins. Facing his third felony charge for operating while intoxicated, Bender entered a no-contest plea. This isn't an admission of guilt, but it's a legal surrender, effectively bypassing a trial and fast-tracking him to sentencing. The court accepted a sheriff's report and a critical detail, a stipulated blood alcohol content of a staggering 0.24. With two prior OWI convictions already on his record, Bender now confronts the severe consequences of a third offense, including potential prison time, substantial fines, and mandatory vehicle immobilization. While a secondary charge was dropped as part of the plea, the gravity of the primary offense remains. Bender, previously ineligible for sobriety court, is scheduled for sentencing on May 18th. This case underscores the escalating legal repercussions for repeat impaired driving, a stark warning echoing throughout Huron County. And in a courtroom drama unfolding in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, a routine hearing for Patricia Laverne Ventline took an unexpected turn when the defendant herself was a no-show. Scheduled for an expedited review of a delayed sentence, the clock ticked past 9 a.m. when the court finally calling the case at 10:03 to an empty defendant's chair. Defense attorney Andrew Lockhart painted a picture of frustration, detailing repeated unsuccessful attempts to contact Ventline, citing disconnected phone numbers and a history of missed deadlines. He even suggested a sheriff's subpoena might be necessary to ensure she receives actual notice. Adding to the mystery, an outstanding district court warrant from March 11th remains unserved, leaving Ventline's whereabouts unknown. Despite the procedural snag, Prosecutor Tim Rakowski acknowledged the delay of sentence violation but agreed to an adjournment, noting the formal review date isn't until September, and an arraignment on another charge might still be pending. Interestingly, probation officers reported seeing Ventline in early March, with her next check-in slated for April the 7th, suggesting a partial, albeit inconsistent, engagement with the system. Ultimately, Judge Prill found good cause to adjourn the proceedings, rescheduling the matter for April 15th at 9 a.m., The court's decision prioritizes verified notice over immediate action, buying time to untangle the web of communication breakdowns and outstanding legal issues surrounding Patricia Ventline. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. Rodney John Weiss, age 83, of Port Hope, passed away on Friday, March 20th. He was born January 16th, 1943, and later went on to marry Janet Smaltz on October 6th, 1962. He is survived by his children, Deborah, Cindy, Brenda, Rodney Jr., and Calic, Randy, his 12 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rod will take place Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m. at St. John Lutheran Church of Port Hope. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Rod will be on Wednesday, March 25th from 4 to 8 p.m. at YMC Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Thursday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. And scripture service will take place Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be given St. John Lutheran Church Ladies Auxiliary. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of the latest additions to our primary care team at Sure Health. A native of Cass City, we're grateful to have her back in the Thumb of Michigan. So Dr. Milligan, just how excited are you to be back home?
I'm so excited. Medical training is like, you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and so you're constantly moving. And so one of the things I'm most excited about is just planting some roots and just being here and really starting to build relationships with patients, with staff, and really just feel like I'm getting that foothold in the community and getting to use all of this education and experience that I've had and really be able to just fulfill my dream of being a rural physician.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with more news. Voters in Denmark are heading to the polls today in an early general election called by Prime Minister Frederiksen. The campaign has been dominated by the cost of living and the country's diplomatic standoff with the U.S. over the status of Greenland. And funding for the Department of Homeland Security remains in limbo as Senate negotiations hit a stalemate. The administration has insisted any funding bill must include the Save America Act, while opposition leaders argue for a decoupling of immigration enforcement from general department operations. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, for your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning, and that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.